Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring and, well, my fine wife, Bev, still in California enjoying time with our daughters and son-in-law and our grand sugar, Sophia. She sends her love. She misses being on these daily calls with us. Now, I did a little calculating. I've written over 31 teachings just on faith during the 1,719 calls, counting today, that we've shared together in the past 4 years, 9 months, and 15 days. I've mentioned faith over 1,500 times, or 1,500 of those calls. You would think that I've said what should be said or taught about faith, but that's not true. Here are seven things that makes faith possible. First, faith positions us to receive forgiveness. Faith positions us to receive forgiveness. Romans 3:25, Classic Amplified. For we hold that a man is justified and made upright by faith, independent of, and distinctly apart from the good deeds, works of the law. The observance of faith has nothing to do with justification. As the scripture teaches us, we're saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8-9, Classic Amplified. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you're saved, delivered from judgment, and made whole, hallelujah, made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is none of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but as a gift of God. And yes, God not only forgives our sins, but when we live in obedience to his word, he also continuously cleanses us of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified. If we freely admit that we've sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and he will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. He forgives us. It's important for us to always remember that forgiveness is more for us than the person we're forgiving. Because truthfully, forgiveness gives us our life back. Forgiveness allows our prayers to be answered as we walk by faith. Second, faith creates patience. Faith creates patience. Hebrews 6:12, Classic Amplified. In order that you may not grow disinterested or become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as do those who through faith, by the learning of their entire, by the leaning of their entire, could be learning too, by the leaning of their entire personality on God in Christ and absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and by practice of patient endurance and waiting or now inheriting the promises. Wow. Behaving as do those who through faith, by the leaning of their entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and by practice of patient endurance and waiting, are now inheriting the promises. I love Hebrews 6:12. I want to read it to you in the Living Bible. Being knowing what lies ahead for you, you won't become bored with being a Christian, nor become spiritually dull and indifferent. But you'll be anxious to follow the example of those who receive all that God has promised them because of their strong faith and patience. There are those who say we don't know what the future holds. According to Hebrews 6:12, we can know what lies ahead because it keeps us spiritually motivated through our strong faith and patience. Joyce Meyer said, patience is not simply the ability to wait. It's how we behave while we're waiting. Wow, it's a great quote. Our strong faith will give us the victory as we patiently wait for unfulfilled promises being fulfilled. Third, faith makes us a fighter, a victor in life. 1 Timothy 6:12 in the Classic Amplified. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of the eternal life to which you were summoned and for which you confessed the good confession of faith before many witnesses. If you're going to have victory, well, you got to participate in the battle. You'll have to fight the good fight of faith. You'll have to put your foot down. Hallelujah. Put your foot down on the devil's head. Remember that your victory over the devil is not supposed to be a once-in-a-while event. God sees you, every person hear my voice, God sees you winning every battle, every time. He sees you as instant in season and out of season. The word clearly says the constant state of victory is your God-given heritage. It is your birthright. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Once again, 1 Timothy 6:12. For which you confessed a good confession of faith before many witnesses. The key to winning the good fight of faith is your confession. What makes you can see your confession is what makes invisible visible to you. You can also have the confidence that as you fight the good fight, God will protect you. Consider the words of Jeremiah 1:19. Jeremiah 1:19, New International Version. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you. And I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Now that's something to shout about. Fourth, faith gives us peace to enjoy life. Jesus was crucified, so through the shedding of his precious blood on Calvary's cross, we can have access to the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:18. New International Version. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Romans 5:1, Classic Amplified. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. As my fine wife Bev says, God never runs to meet our needs, but he'll always run to meet our faith. Fifth, faith is our spiritual protection. Ephesians 6:16, King James. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. See, the fiery darts of the enemy aren't just aimed at your vital organs. They're aimed at your mind, where they can do immeasurable harm. You and I have protection from all the fiery darts of the enemy beyond anything the world's ever seen, and it's free. It's free. Psalm 5:11. New Living Translation. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Not only does God offer us protection, but our enemies become his enemies. Exodus 23:22, classic Amplified Bible. But you will indeed listen to and obey his voice. I'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. When we listen to his voice and obey it, we're moving in faith. Now that's what I call a real protection plan. Six, faith makes healing possible. Faith makes healing possible. Matthew 13:58, classic Amplified. And he did not do many works of power there because of their unbelief, their lack of faith in the divine mission of Jesus. When we doubt the miracle working power of God, we not only miss unique opportunities to be more, do more, have more, we limit the power of God to move supernaturally in our lives. God does not want us living a sedentary existence, going from one event to the next, or one crisis to the next, or one sickness to the next. Luke 17:19, King James. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith made thee whole. Seventh, faith enables us to please God. At various times in your life, you may have been rewarded by a parent for good behavior, teacher for good grades, coach for a great game, employer for a job well done. But you can't even begin to imagine the kind of rewards coming for your obedience to his direction. God owes no one, and you will receive your reward. Hebrews 11:6, King James. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I've shared before what the Greek word for rewarder here means. It's G3406, and it means one who pays wages, a rewarder. God is the one who pays wages to them that diligently seek him. Well, Brother Harold, that's just in heaven. Oh, look, we don't need money in heaven. We don't need wages in heaven. We don't. Our faith not only pleases God, but it brings us rewards as well. Now, that's what I call a win-win situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make sure you listen tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a powerful teaching. Set you free. Make the devil accountable. Hallelujah. I wish I could go on, but I have to honor my limits. Go to HaroldHaring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. While you're there, up at the top where it says, sow a seed. If you've been blessed by the teaching, just ask God, what seed did have you put in the ground? Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.